As soon as the Enoch touched down on Crenatia and the six of us exited the ship, I knew we were in trouble. Although the ship was cloaked and disguised as an incoming cargo freighter, many already knew who we were and what we might have in our possession, and word was spreading. "Do try to keep a low profile," Morton, my ship's AI, said in my comm. Even in the most dire situations, his British cadence was usually calm, and it was calm now. "I am picking up quite a bit of disturbing chatter." "About? It seems you might be quite popular on Crenatia today. Seems as though there could be plenty of bandits, thieves, and renegades looking to chum up with you." "I need good news, Morton. Simply creating awareness, sir. If you see any suspicious ships enter the hangar or detect a tail in our headgear cameras before we do, let me know ASAP. As always, sir, my eyes and ears are ever vigilant." "Good to know, buddy. Onward then," Morton said cheerfully. "And if you and the team encounter serious issues and come in hot, so to speak, the Enoch and I will be at the ready." We'd come in hot a few times, and Morton was always ready to assist. I had confidence in the AI's ability to handle anything, now that he was becoming a little more self-activating. The same went for my crew. They were tough and eager, and, well, sometimes annoying, but that could be said for any family unit. Brina, the Aloysian that had first introduced me to my ship, was with me now, along with her faithful bodyguard, Airy. His official Aloysian title was Warder. Kesselman, the code-breaking Irishman, insisted on being part of the ground team on this mission. Desperately needing his code-breaking skills, we had kidnapped him back on Xernamon in the middle of the planet's civil war. Now he seemed to enjoy the arrangement and was still hanging around. Jansen Tainer, the Septonite with fierce fighting skills, was armed and ready, as was Ian, the Hushan spotter. On my last visit to Crenatia, Ian and his brother had shepherded my crew and I across the deadly rhodium sands. During that mission, Ian's brother had been killed by Cruillian fighters. Today, we would cross the sands with six of the elusive Godwalker coins, along with mine, secured in a secret pouch and tied to my upper shoulder. This special pouch rendered each keeper's coin virtually invisible, unless an attacker had a pulsing spectrum laser with electromagnetic energy capabilities. Even then, they had to be close to detect them. These rhodium coins were rare and unique, and needed to be protected at all costs until they could be reunited with their respective keepers. Not many understood the power and capabilities of the coins. I still had much to learn about my own. "Any sign of Arvad or his Krillies in the hangar, Morton?" "All clear of enemy ships, sir. But that doesn't mean the other hangars haven't been bombarded with incoming starships full of armed and hungry hunters that have arrived to give chase." "That's heavy." "Covering all bases, sir, I want you to be ready for possible warfare and an ambush." "Thanks, I guess." Me and my formidable enemy, Arvad Valdis, were the only two active keepers left. Although at one time, 24 starship keepers flew through the galaxy in their powerful Holocene-class Godwalker ships. During that time, each had possession of their family's coin. Sadly, only two Godwalker ships remained. Arvad's Godwalker flew like a dream because he was possibly an excellent mechanic. Mine needed several upgrades and repairs and seemed to break down continually and without warning. Something I planned to change once we found the code book. My ship needed the information in that code book, and I hoped the coins would lead us to this sought-after book before someone else got their hands on it. Thanks to the internal map that was buried in Brina's DNA, she had been drawn into the cave on the blue planet of Micronus 641, where I had found the box containing six coins. In a hole and under a pile of rock, the coins must have been buried quickly, as though whoever had hidden them was in danger and had to ditch them fast. That man, I believed, had been my father, William McConnell.